Dress codes, the right to bear arms and legs. Just like clothes and bodies, dress codes come in many shapes and forms. Dress codes are guidelines for employees, students, or attendees about what is considered appropriate or acceptable attire. Dress codes can be helpful when planning an outfit for a social event. Attendees know to dress up in formal gowns and tuxedos for a black tie event. If a wedding invitation says beach casual, guests know to dress down in khaki shorts or sundresses. Other dress codes aren't as cut and dry. One of the most common dress codes in the Western world is business casual. At some workplaces, business casual means it's okay to wear dark jeans with a collared shirt or blouse. At others, it means it's fine to go without a tie or jacket. Addressing dress code issues in a business environment isn't easy. Is it worth embarrassing or losing an employee over what they choose to wear? Dress code debates often heat up in the summer months when students and employees naturally want to stay cool and comfortable. How can schools enforce dress codes when they don't have air conditioning? Why can't men wear shorts if it's acceptable for women? Is it impractical to ask women to cover their shoulders or arms? How long must dresses, skirts, or shorts be to be considered appropriate? Some teachers and administrators say that dress codes are essential in schools because girls often wear clothes that are too distracting. In contrast, many students and parents complain that school dress codes embarrass girls and make them feel uncomfortable about their bodies. Some argue that requiring special clothing at school is also economically and culturally discriminatory. Is it a teacher's role to act as the fashion police?